I'm happy to testify in the depths of my heart that there is nothing too hard for God. Though our perspectives may not be able to see the outcome, the victory, the way out, the way of escape, overcoming the temptation, being successful, finally getting our payday, finally receiving the blessing we've been longing on, seeing our loved ones saved. Sometimes we simply cannot see what God is trying to do and that He has in store for us in our future. I speak a word to all of you today that are in that time of waiting. There is a special purpose in being able to wait. For if we were to have received everything we ever wanted instantly, without the ability to ask, without the ability to be thankful for what we do have, we would not enjoy life in the capacity that God had created it. I found that in times when I've been most troubled, that the wind that hits the trees and the sound of the peace that I feel, I would never know. There's been times when all I can do is weep, yet by the same breath that I draw, I still have to be thankful that I'm alive. I wish that I could play a lot of songs out there that are wrote and composed by people far talented than I. But then when I hear the voice of God begin to break through in my song, no matter how simple or silly it may seem to me, I still can feel His wonderful joy. There may be a lot of you out there that feel like that you're unworthy to teach and preach and to minister in the gospel, however that He would give it to you. Whether you're giving out pamphlets, a mail-by ministry, an online website, a Sunday school class, a teen class, a youth movement, a youth group, any means that you're supporting the ministry, you may not feel like that you're worthy to do it, but I send out a word to you that sometimes we cannot see good seed taking root. The only kind of seed we tend to see is the seed that didn't get deeply rooted in somebody's heart. You know, the Bible talks about seed being burnt up by the sun. And when it's burnt up by the sun, you know, it's not saturated in the Spirit. So when we see that seed go bad, we tend to think that there was no seed that was successful at all. But I'm glad to know that even though I can't see the seed being planted, and I can't see it taking root, and I can't necessarily see it by the response of those that are around me in the ministry and those that are a support for us, even when I can't see it and can't feel it and don't recognize it immediately, this does not mean that there's not growth. And this does not mean that things are not beginning to change for those that we pray for. I am so thankful to know that even when I can't see it, that God's still moving. You know, you look at some of these massive trees that are out here. And as we watch the seasons change, we know that the leaves will fall. But do we even take the time to wait to appreciate actually seeing one hit the ground? Now, sometimes we don't. Sometimes life goes so fast, all that we do is just notice that it's different. And so we need to get that in our perspective. And sometimes even though we can't see it, and we're not waiting around to see it, that God's still moving and working things for our good. Everything that we have, that we bring before God, and diligently seek Him, the Word says that He will begin to work those things for our good. And I'm so excited to know and believe that those things which I have sown years and years ago, that God is still working in. I still can't see it to this day. And I'm here to tell you that there's been times that I've been discouraged. But nonetheless, I know that seed is beginning to bloom. You may have one good moment with somebody and five bad ones after it, and two more good ones and eight more bad ones. But I'm telling you, if you planted a seed one time, that's all that God needs for it to take root. For when you sow your seeds in love and you sow your prayers in humility and humbleness, nothing is impossible with God. There is nothing that wouldn't go forth before you as you stand for God, as you do it humbly and without pride and without prejudice and without judging people, just doing the work of God with a servant's heart. You will see things begin to work for your good, for nothing is impossible to God. Yet without our faith, we cannot see those things begin to move. God is my teacher and my guide every day, and I'm learning each day that nothing is impossible with Him. If you know this in your heart, share it with somebody else. Lift up your voice of encouragement to them and say, brother, sister, family member, friend, co-worker, I just want to remind you, even though you're having a hard time, that nothing is impossible with God. You have to know inside of the depths of your spirit just how blessed you are and everything that you have. And during these times of waiting, just how much that you really possess in the kingdom of God. For we act like when we don't receive the current blessing, that we've not had past blessings. And that if we don't receive the present blessing, we have no faith to believe in future blessings. But I'm glad for the present blessings, the past blessings, and the future ones to come. For they all are worth the wait. It is not impossible to God. For those that would wait and endure to the end, the same shall be redeemed.